You know, a lot of the most amazing hip hop now doesn't come out of the cities, which have been completely gentrified. They come instead from places that poor folks, folks of color, have been pushed towards. So they're the aging segregated suburbs. Let the rhythm hit 'em. If we take it back to the 1960s, right, after the civil rights movement wins its major legislative victories, what you see is conservatives trying to figure out how to reshape and realign the party system, right? And so the Southern Strategy is born. The wealth gap, the income gap, the housing gap, the debt gap, the student debt gap, all of these kinds of gaps are getting bigger and bigger every year. And we see actual rates of resegregation approaching the levels of Brown v. Board of Education. And so I look to young people who are working in the culture to try to figure out ways that we can dream together. And people who have a deep understanding, I think, of what Martin Luther King was talking about. In the 1960s, he was saying, end segregation, end the war, and end poverty. And I see these young people going right back to that message. I'm just hopeful that this particular moment brings us to a place where we're able to see the connections and try to figure out what our shared future could look like, what our common goals and our common values are as we move forward.